Hello, I'm Claire McCormack with your evening news for Monday, September 20th. It is election day and polls in our province will close at 9:30 tonight as Canadians choose their next federal government. Projections in many ridings are expected to come late this evening, but results in some closer races may not happen for a couple of days, as Elections Canada will not start counting some 1 million mail-in ballots until tomorrow. We'll be keeping an eye on the results in Bruce Gray Owen Sound here on Bruce, Simcoe Gray, and other local ridings after polls close tonight. 560 CFOS is holding a special election show starting at 9:30 tonight. You can also follow the national race and local results as they happen online at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Grey Bruce OPP continue to actively search for a 64-year-old Georgian Bluffs woman who was reported missing a week ago. Police say some tips have come in about Marianne Epp, but they continue to seek additional information concerning her whereabouts. OPP say she has not been seen or heard from since about 7:30 Monday morning, September 13th. You can find a photograph of Epp at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Anyone with information is asked to call Grey Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. And with Ontario's COVID-19 vaccine certificate system set to be implemented on Wednesday, Hanover's P&H Centre is outlining its proof of vaccination protocols for use of its facilities. Proof of vaccination will be required for use of any sport or recreational space at the P&H Centre, including pools and indoor areas of the facility for spectators. Anyone ages 12 and older will have to show vaccination proof to customer service staff in the P&H Centre lobby to access the facility, while those exempt for a medical reason will have to supply a doctor's note. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 335 points to 20,154. The Dow Jones plunged 614 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.04 U.S. cents, down 27 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $70.70, down $1.27 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game series in Tampa Bay against the AL East leading Rays tonight as they continue their chase for a wild card spot. Jays ace Robbie Ray gets the start. The Blue Jays currently sit in the second AL wild card spot, one game up on the New York Yankees and one game back of the Boston Red Sox. In the NFL, a battle between two winless NFC North teams on Monday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers host the Detroit Lions. Kickoff is set for 8:15 tonight. The WOAA regular season schedule has been released. League play begins Saturday, October 2nd. The opening games for the Durham Thundercats, Saugeen Shores Winterhawks, and Shallow Lake Crushers are set for Friday, October 8th. The complete league schedule is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.